Let's check
in. What
the
hell are they doing up in New England?
With one of our legal experts.
Laughing.
The great Ray Giudice.
When athletes tangle with the law, we turn to one of 680 The Fan's legal advisors, Ray Giudice, on The Rood Awakening.
Ray Giudice joining us. Ray, good morning. And certainly we talk about a lot of legal goings-on, but let's talk some baseball first and foremost. I know you're going to be a part of the baseball show on Saturdays again.
Ray Giudice interview of the week will be back.
Chris Domino and Mark Lemke, I know you can't wait to get down to SunTrust Park.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I can't get out there tonight. I've got to go out of town, but I'm really, really looking forward to my first trip there. And just as you guys were talking about, it may not be stadium number 15 for me, but I think it's number 12, and have some very distinct memories of my first trip to old Yankee Stadium about 1970 as a little kid, just saying, holy smokes, and the monuments were still on the field. So I can imagine what young kids around Metro Atlanta are going to say when they see that beautiful Hank Aaron statue, and just maybe suck it up and say, wow, suck it in and say, I want to be a baseball fan for life.
I will say this, as a kid, there was nothing like, be it football, basketball, baseball, there was nothing like walking into that professional stadium for the first time.
Well, it's like huge. Yep. It's like whatever they would tell you about palaces in Europe from the 1500s and 1600s. You go, well, this is America's version.
Well, hell, I'm an old guy, and this one's impressive, SunTrust Park. For a kid to walk into this?
I got to tell you, though, there's two generations, a full generation at least, before me that did not have a ton of color TV. That's just one generation before me. And then it was inner city ballparks where you walk in and all of a sudden it was in color.
Explain to people, television was what they called black and white.
Or gray, as we like to say.
So my kids called it gray because they didn't know the expression was black and white.
Sure.
But you know, city ballparks was that you were, right. So you're in the Bronx. You
biggest Patrick grass this side of Central Park.
Right, and then you walk inside and you say, wow, green grass, the sun is shining. We're
in the city.
And there's 9 million people running around like crazy nuts outside, So it has a real impact, I think, on young people especially.
And, Domino, you harken back to those days where you could show up in a suit at the ballpark and everything was in black.
You know what
and white.
I tell you kids today? Why don't we bring the suit and hat back to the baseball game and let's just really
you know
turn
what?
This thing
I'm
around.
I'm bringing the family tonight. I'm going to wear a suit to the game and a hat. I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it either. I don't know if I'm going to take out my straw hat or a fedora. I don't know what I'm going to do. Tonight.
All right, everybody, let's play some ball. And I'm going to talk like that all night.
Oh, goodness.
So let's talk about Michael Irvin, Hall of Fame receiver, sexual assault allegations
Can
now
I give
hanging
you the story
over
on
his
this?
Head. Yes, please do.
Pretty good story.
Please do.
He was out at a bar with a woman. He went back to his hotel room. This was the W Hotel at Fort Lauderdale. She says she felt sick. The last thing she remembered, fighting Irvin off when she woke up. It was morning. Irvin was getting ready to check out. She claimed she called a car to leave, called 911 because she thought she was drugged and raped. Took a medical exam. Irvin's attorney says the wide receiver blindsided by the accusations. His side of the story, he was out at a bar until about 4:30 with a group of people, including this woman. He went back to his room with the woman and another man and only stayed briefly before leaving to catch an early morning flight. He claims nothing sexual happened.
Well, here's what's going to be interesting about this allegation, and that's all it is. Mr. Irvin hasn't been arrested or charged formally with anything. But apparently the young lady did take a blood test and a swab, so a physical examination, which is going to give us or law enforcement investigators, at least if there's something to look into. In other words, was there sex? That will be determined. And is in the blood, does she have a high level of alcohol, drugs, prescription medications, or what they're really going to look for is what we call a date rape drug. Now, again, there's no evidence that that's in her bloodstream, and there's no evidence that Mr. Irvin or any other individual put it in her bloodstream. But that's going to be the spot to walk back from and then make a timeline of when did they come into the hotel. The W's got cameras everywhere.
That's exactly it, Ray. To me, if you're going to lie about your timeline, the first thing that you're going to get busted on is lying about your timeline because this is the W Hotel. This is not a two-story motel somewhere in the outskirts of Fort Lauderdale.
That's right. There'll be waiters and wait staff at whatever bar or restaurant that can set up a timeline or a tab, who was served what alcoholic beverages. There's some sort of transportation, most likely, whether it's Uber or cab or a limo, from the bar restaurant to the hotel. So what happens generally is when these accusations are made, there's very rarely an immediate outcry, meaning a 911 call that allegedly the young lady made is about 7:30 a.m. nor is there generally a blood test that's taken within the right amount of time to do a good forensic evaluation to see if anything was in her bloodstream. So, you know, it's an allegation. It's very serious. But and the good news is that it may totally, completely, absolutely clear Mr. Irvin of any cloud over his good name with respect to these allegations.
All right, Ray Giudice, if somebody needs you for legal services or if somebody just wants to take you to a game at SunTrust Park, how can they get a hold
of you? I like to go to games. Yeah, 404-964-4185. Guys, enjoy tonight. I'm going to miss my Yankees out there. Sorry. I love the Braves, but, you know, born and bred North Bronx. I'm a Yankee fan.
Deep-rooted, as they say. It's deep-rooted. Ray, we appreciate you, Mark Lemke, and I do being a part of the baseball show again this year at the Ray Giudice Interview of the Week. We've got a couple of really special guests coming up this season.
Chris, I love the gems that you find, and you just not find the great stars because they're wonderful to hear, but it's that guy that played, you know, 97 games but appeared in three different World Series or something that has some great stories.
All right, Ray.
Listen, enjoy your weekend, and there is the lemur. I think he kind of agreed with that statement as well. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Ray Giudice, one of our legal experts.